Section 7. Late payments and deliveries. It is always a difficult situation when a supplier fails to deliver on time or a customer to pay on time. It is necessary to put enough pressure on them to encourage them to deliver or pay, but without damaging the business relationship. You must consider possible difficulties on their side. Overdue credit. The first notice of overdue credit should be polite and avoid exerting pressure. For example, we enclose a copy of your settlement and look forward to receiving your check in full settlement soon. The second warning should be more urgent. We should appreciate an early settlement of the outstanding debt. And further, we must urgently request you to let us have your payment without any further delay. And if no payment or reply is forthcoming, unless we receive full settlement of this account within the next 7 days, we will be forced to place the matter in the hands of our solicitors. Delays in delivery can cause great inconvenience. The supplier must be made aware of this. The order contract binds him to supply by the date promised. So, your delay in delivery places us in a very difficult situation. Should you fail to deliver the goods by the 23rd of this month, we shall be compelled to cancel the order. If you always expect perfection and 100% reliability from the people you deal with, you will either be disappointed or earn yourself ulcers. Sometimes delays are best dealt with by humour. A New York maternity wear shop once received the following note. Dear Sirs, you have not yet delivered the maternity dress I ordered. Please cancel the order. My delivery was faster than yours.